a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll call Senate Go Act to order, and want to greet the internet listeners. Hopefully that it's not snowing where you are. We're looking outside, seeing big snowflakes coming down, but it's going to be short-lived. That's good news. Yeah, they're much smaller. So, again, want to remind everybody, if you're going to testify, to sign in, print, please, so we can read who you really are. And then remind everybody that if you enjoy talking on your phone, make sure it rings loud so we can all hear it. And otherwise, put it on vibrate. But we're looking for treats about this time of the day. So with that, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll? Determine if we have a quorum.
Senators Lucas?
Here.
Hunterhoff?
Here.
Curd? Heineman? Tiedemann?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have a quorum. So we have one to make a motion and one to second it and three people to vote. We're in good shape. But Senator Heineman will be coming in a minute. She's pitching a bill upstairs to House Go Act. And we're still looking for Senator Curd, but we're going to move forward. I do need a motion to approve the February 20th minutes.
Moved to accept the February 20th minutes.
Second.
Moved by Senator Lucas, seconded by Senator Heineman Hunhoff to approve those minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We're ready now for House Bill 1025. To revise certain statutes and administrative rules regarding licensure of nursing facility administrators and to increase certain fees. So, proponents for House Bill 1025. And you can come closer. You don't have to go way to that far end. My eyes are tired. Just hit the little red button and you can speak from there. We'll have a family affair.
Very good. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Members? Thank you for taking the time today and a beautiful little day. A little bit of snow here, but like you say, I don't think it's going to last very long. I'm Gail Walker. I'm a member of the South Dakota Board of Nursing Administrators, and I'm also a licensed nursing home administrator in Parkston, South Dakota. The Board of Nursing Facility Administrators is bringing before you HB 1025. HB 1025 is a comprehensive update of both the statutes and administrative rules regarding nursing facility administrators. The past summer, the board looked closely at its regulations and financial reports and identified the deficiencies we are trying to rectify with HB 1025. When the board undertook the project, we had two goals in mind. First, we wanted to update the regulations and with that eliminate outdated, unnecessary regulations. Secondly, although we didn't want to do it, we knew we had to, the board needed to increase fees or we wouldn't be able to operate and carry out the mission of our board in the future years. Therefore, in the bill before you, we will see a number of revisions. I'm going to focus on the needs for fee increases and the financial state of the board. However, should there be any other questions about the revisions, please let us know and we'd be happy to try to respond to them also. Regarding the fees, you will note in our administrative rules that we are currently at the fee caps and have been there for quite some time. Therefore, we have proposed an increase in both our fee caps as defined in statute and also fees we actually charged as defined in administrative rule. Based on the information we could obtain from our renewal fees, which constitute the majority of our revenue, along with our examination, emergency permit fees, they were last increased in 1991. And our initial and reciprocal licensure and inactive status fees were increased in the year 2000. Because we have not increased the fees in quite some time, our board has been spending down its reserve in recent years, and you'll be able to note that. We are now at a point where the board needs to make a fairly significant increase to allow the board to operate on an ongoing basis. It's our intent to make incremental increases going forward so that we're not put in this position again or have to put you in this position also, in making these kind of significant increases. You'll note on the blue book or sheet pertaining to the GOAC, page 157, that our fund balance has been decreasing over the last several years. Our board is somewhat unique in that we renew every 2 years. Thus, you'll note that there are fairly significant drops in even fiscal years, and those years we do not have any renewal fees coming in, the current year would be one of those non-renewal years, and we anticipate our fund balance will again drop fairly significantly. Excuse me. Based on the proposed increases and using the actual numbers of applicants and licensees based on a two-year renewal cycle, we estimate revenues of approximately $80,000 during a renewal year, which are on odd-numbered years. We estimate revenue of approximately $23,000 during the non-renewal years. Therefore, if you average the two-year period, you'll see that we'll have about a $50,000 a year dues base. In addition to carrying out our day-to-day operations of the board, we would like to utilize funds to implement and maintain an online database renewal system. Our licensees have asked for that, and we believe it's be good for us to provide that to them, along with they would be able to provide their online education electronically to us also. We think it makes sense, and we'll want to do that as soon as we have the resources that will allow us to do so. I've just tried to highlight the revisions I thought you might be most interested in during today's testimony. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. But on behalf of the board, thank you for the time spent here today, and we truly appreciate your support of HB 1025. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. And just kind of stand by for questions that we'll take after all of the proponents and opponents have come forward. So thank you. Other proponents for House Bill 1025.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brittany Novotny. I serve as the Executive Secretary with the Board of Nursing Facility Administrators. Mr. Walker has certainly laid a good foundation for the need for the fee increases, but I would certainly stand by to assist in answering any questions that I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Novotny. Other proponents for House Bill 1025?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Ken Singer. I'm representing the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. Just briefly, when this bill was brought to us in draft form before session, we began vetting it through those among our members that hold nursing home administrator licenses. And while none of us really wants to write this check, I think come this December, we understand the needs that the board has, and we're generally okay with the bill and support it and would encourage your passage.
Thank you, Mr. Sanger. Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mark Dayock. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Healthcare Association, representing long-term care facilities across our state. And we, too, rise in support of this bill. On the whole, we are very supportive of it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dayock. Any other proponents? Any other proponents to House Bill 1025? Seeing none, any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. We'll forget about rebuttal because you don't have to do that. And open it up to questions by the committee. Yes, Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Probably for Mr. Walker. We had that dementia task force this summer, and are we moving towards a special license add-on for if individuals are qualified or have special training in that area of healthcare?
Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna have to yield because I'm not certain what you're talking about. If there's a new licensure going on, I'm unaware of anything.
I think Ms. Novotny can help you. Always phone a friend if you need to.
Thank you.
Certainly, I will try to assist Brittany Novotny with the Board of Nursing Facility Administrators. I believe that was in regard to assisted living facilities. These are administrators that we regulate for nursing homes and not assisted living facilities, so at this point in time, we wouldn't envision any change in our regulatory structure.
Other questions from the committee members? Yes, Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. Walker, in looking at your expenses, and seeing that your personnel services are rather low, then primarily your contractual services are your expenses for the employees or whoever's providing Ms. Novotny and whatever else. Is that correct?
That's correct. We contract for administrative services.
Okay. And as I'm looking at that, and I'm looking in 2011, your license and fees and your operating revenue actually, you know, came out ahead. But as we're looking now in fiscal year 13, those, your, you know, again, that what you're looking at is there's a decrease in covering those increases in the whatever they're using for the increased CPI or whatever you come on here. Is that correct, what I'm seeing here?
2013, we spent more than we received. You're correct. And in the coming year, we will have no income from all of the licensees, so we'll have a substantial drop in our reserves again, yes. And if we don't correct that in less than a year, we will not be able to carry on our mission as a board, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Mr. Walker, I have a question. So what do you anticipate doing, anything different as a board, or is it just to maintain that you're still viable?
Well, number one, we've made some changes in the legislation to reduce the size of the board member, but the major change that we're going to be making is allow our members to register online, apply online, and put their educational credits online. We've not been able to do that in the past. So other than that, it's going to be pretty much business as usual.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions from committee members? If not, thank you. Well, go ahead, Senator Lucas.
Thank you. Just to follow up then, you know, you're reducing the board from 11 to 5. Are there inactive positions there that you won't have to tell people they can't be on the board anymore?
No, it would be our intent for their terms. When their terms are up, then we would just not reappoint for those positions.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Hanoff.
This is Brittany, and you had shared some information. How many licensed administrators do we have right now that would be paying fees?
Senator, we currently have, as far as the renewal numbers for FY13, we had 192 renew. So we probably have a little over that, probably a little over 200 now, given that we've had applicants over the last year.
Any other questions from committee members? Seeing that, we'll close public testimony and open up to action, discussion by the committee.
Chair?
Yes, Senator Hanoff.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1025.
Second.
Moved by Senator Hanoff, due pass, seconded by Senator Lucas. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
You know, again, I think it's a quandary all boards are facing, as, you know, you're depending upon your income being your fees. They have not adjusted their fees or kept up with that, with the costs that are going on with their expenses and that. And I think, you know, what they're showing here, certainly we need that board in place for the conditions of participation for long-term care. We have mandates as what administrators need to have, and certainly this organization has provided that opportunity through licensure, helps to keep track, and I guess I'm really excited. Say a conflict of interest, I don't want to pay for more for my license, but if we're doing it online, that's going to make it a little bit more simpler to apply. So, you know, I think they provided the rationale why they're doing it. They're using their funds appropriately, and I think that's our overall goal, is to make sure that any of these increases, there is rhyme and reason why this is occurring. And again, it goes back to those of us that are licensed that have to support this. Thank you.
Any other comments from committee members? Seeing none, Secretary Crawl the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. And
Senators Lucas?
Aye.
Hanhoff?
Aye.
Kurds excused. Heinemann's excused. Tiedemann?
Aye.
Three yes.
Do pass. Goes to the floor. Thank you. Drive carefully. Thank you. Now we'll have proponents for House Bill 1046. That's an act to revise certain provisions regarding licenses issued by the State Plumbing Commission and the fees that may be set by the commission. proponents for, yes, come on up, for House Bill 1046.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Mike Richards, Director for the Plumbing Commission. House Bill 1046 is for the purpose of raising fee caps for licenses, exams, and inspections, and it also creates a fee for apprentice plumbers. Regarding the fee increases, we would be proposing a $5 increase for journeyman plumbers and $10 to $15 a year for various restricted contractors, and up to $30 for a plumbing contractor. 1046 also creates a fee for apprentice plumbers, which we've never had, and we are proposing a $10 annual fee for the apprentices. The increases that we propose would generate $47,000 annually. I would like to mention it's been 12 years since the commission has raised license fees, so we've tried to hold the line on that. Regarding our fund balance, last June 30th, our balance was $107,000. The commission's fund balance this June 30th will be $63,000. Without the ability to raise the fees, we have proposed our budget balance on June 30th in 2015 would be $25,000, and following 2016, we would be at a negative $29,000. In addition to normal operating expenditures, in the next 2 to 5 years, the commission has a couple projects that will be lump sum expenditures. One is an online licensing renewal program, and the estimated cost for that is $43,000. And then additionally, I have 5 staff members that are nearing the age of 60 years old, so in the next 2 to 5 years, depending on retirement plans for employee payout for leave balances, the commission will be obligated to $48,000 for that. So in the next 2 to 5 years, we have $91,000 in addition to normal operating expenditures. So in order to get back on track and remain fiscally solvent, the commission asks your support of House Bill 1046. Thank you.
Thank you. Stand by for questions.
I will.
Good. Other proponents for House Bill 1046?
Mr. Chair, committee members, Bob Ryder. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Contractors Association. And we're, in part, anyway, the industry's part of the question, and we're the ones that the fees would be imposed upon and the additional requirements imposed upon us. We support House Bill 1046. We understand that that the commission has these needs, and we respect that. It's not an easy circumstance for them to find themselves in, and we're confident they're not going to be increasing the fees more than they need to make sure that they're an efficient operation and taking care of ensuring the public that the plumbers that are out there and the apprentices that are out there are ones that you would want working on your home or your business or your building. So we think this bill is appropriate, and we're satisfied that with these fees that might be imposed upon our association members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Other proponents for House Bill 1046? Other proponents for House Bill 1046? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1046? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and open it up to questions by the committee. Senator Hunhoff.
If you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I have a few.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, thank you. First of all, just very briefly, are the employees that we're talking about, are they on the state payroll or explain
Chair,
that.
We are state employees, just like employees of the Department of Labor or anyone else, yes. Yep, we're on the state retirement system.
Okay, so then if you're state employees, whatever the state plan is for vacation or any of this hiring, all that, everything goes through the state?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then in looking at this, on line 22 in 2011, your supplies and materials were at $91,000. What contributed to that amount, or what was going on?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Every 6 years, Senator, we have the purchase of new code books when we update to a new version. So that was a lump sum expenditure for that particular year.
Okay. Is that changing? I mean, everything's gone online now, or, I mean, these are still in, like, how many is this?
How many books?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, they're $110 a book, so we sell several hundred. Okay. We order them from an international company, and then we in turn sell them.
Okay, so it's
an offset, actually.
It's an offset.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, that would attribute to the $94,000 above then, which would be sales and service.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, I do have a couple questions.
Yes.
How many plumbing apprentices do you think we'll have in the future? I mean, do you have a goal?
It varies. We have about 475 that are presently licensed. Yeah, it fluctuates, but it stays in that same number.
As an apprentice or?
As an apprentice.
As an apprentice?
Yes. Okay. Overall, we have about 2,300 license holders.
So it looks like we're going to be able to continue to have good plumbers available into the future.
We certainly hope so.
Yes, I do. Any other questions? If not, thank you very much. We'll close questions and open up to committee action.
Do pass House Bill 1046.
Senator Lucas moved do pass on House Bill 1046.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hunoff. Any discussion?
Only that the testimony seems logical that we need to allow for them to pass this on as a user fee for the plumbers, and they will probably increase their cost of business to make sure that it's covered or paid for.
And I would agree with those comments. I think they're a fairly modest increase. You know, and I think it's imperative that we have good plumbers across the state as we are looking at the homes being built, and it's imperative. I appreciate also the explanation that we received on why the large dollar amount in 2011 and also how it is declining. With that, Secretary, call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Lucas.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kurds excused, Heineman's excused, Tiedemann.
Aye.
There's three.
House Bill 1046, do pass, goes to the floor. Any other items that we need to take up?
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hunhoff, seconded by Senator Lucas to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're adjourned.